Welcome. Now that the Washington State Millionaire's Tax has been signed by the governor, I brought my friend in Clint to discuss some of the pitfalls and things we can expect for the next couple years. Today we're going to talk about the Washington State Millionaire's Tax that got enacted by our governor on March 30th of this year. It doesn't come into effect until a couple years, but I wanted to bring in my friend Clint Dobson. Thought he'd be a good resource to kind of help go over some of the impacts and what to expect over the next couple years. The agenda on the list today is to talk about basically who is this mostly going to impact, what's the constitutionality of this law that got put into place by the governor, and the third is just kind of any other consideration we need to think about over the next couple years. So, Clint, I've known you about 20 years now. We worked at BDO together. Yeah, it's a pleasure having you here, and thank you for joining us today. So.
Yeah, John, thanks for having me over, and it's great to be able to talk about this topic. I'm definitely passionate about kind of what's happening in our state and how I can help the taxpayers here in the state as well.
Love it. First question today is, who's this mostly going to impact?
So, I mean, right now there's a little over 8,000 people in the state of Washington. According to the calculations that they provided by the state, about 0.5% of people will be impacted, which is roughly about 40,000 people. Okay. That includes both single and married filing jointly people as well, too. The idea is the major people that are going to be impacted, people that make more than $1 million in the state of Washington, definitely going to have a huge impact on professional athletes, NIL students, anybody that has a business that's directly in the state of Washington, high W-2 earners, executives for large corporations. It's kind of a whole gamut of a lot of different people that are going to be impacted by this.
Gotcha. What's the constitutionality behind this at the moment?
So if you go back to like the history of like some of the challenges that we've had in terms of like trying to put in an income tax historically, there was a, you know, back during the Great Depression in 1933, there was an original case that was put in, and then it was later tried to be put in again in 1935. And both of those, that the income tax was both, disallowed by the Supreme Court here in the state of Washington, because it defined the term income as property. And so anytime you have a graduated tax system on property, that impacts everybody, essentially. I think from the way it was working was that basically the court system said, well, hey, this is an income tax for everybody. And the system has kind of gotten rid of it. But the key word there is property.
Property is the key word
The key word is there. So they define, tangible and intangible generating assets as property.
What was the language they used to put this enacted to make sure it wasn't to become an income tax on what they would define as an income tax?
Yeah, so the way that the legislation really is going to pitch it, they're going to try to pitch it as more of a business privilege tax or a privilege tax that you're going to be able to operate here in the state. And it's really for just certain people that have the privilege and the benefit of being here in the state of Washington that makes a significant amount of income.
Interesting. So the privilege will be the one that they kind of put forward as like on that side for operating the business. You get the privilege to use our resources and thus...
Right.
Give us some of that.
Well, and that's why they have the $1 million standard deduction, right? It's really supposed to only impact the people that are really benefiting up and above a threshold that the state feels is kind of is not appropriately getting cashed, not appropriately getting impacted from a cash perspective.
Interesting. Okay. The what are some other considerations when you think about this? I know you brought up the million dollar exemption. Is there anything other business owners or individuals can start thinking about to help planning on their side of what to do in the next couple of years? Because when does it get? I forget when it gets put into enacted. When does it become in place?
Yeah, so it doesn't. It gets enacted January 1st, 2028.
Okay.
There's definitely. I think the nice thing about this was that the state actually understood that this was going to be contested in the court system, and allowing the court system time to actually go through the appropriate channels and process before it becomes enacted. We saw that same mistake happen with the Washington capital gains tax, where it was actually already enacted and in process prior to the court system getting through the process. So then like what happens? The state collects all this cash and then all of a sudden it gets shot down by the Supreme Court. And then what happens, right? Then they got to refund all the cash, right? So the state did at least gave us some runway to get through the court system, and hopefully that we can do that in the next 2 years to make a final determination. From a planning perspective, I think it all comes down to modeling. everybody's facts and circumstances are incredibly different.
Totally.
And I think it's really important to reach out to your tax advisor, have them work with you to, on a modeling, and just to see like what your impact is. It's definitely gonna, if you, it's gonna be a lot easier calculation if you're just a W-2 employee, but if you own a business and you're paying Washington B&O tax, or you're paying income tax to other various jurisdictions, those will be credits that will definitely reduce the overall tax burden that you have in the state. But it's definitely important to reach out to your tax advisor and make sure that you fully understand what the consequence is going to be. And a lot of the things that I've heard from people is like, well, I'll just move to Idaho. Well, if your business is here in Washington, all your income is earned here in Washington, moving to Idaho doesn't necessarily avoid some of the tax.
Yep.
So just making sure that, like, you know, you fully are fully knowledgeable about what the tax is, what its impacts are going to be, and then definitely work with your advisor from a modeling perspective. And there's definitely some planning ideas that you can do. You can do entity reclassification structuring and those types of things to help facilitate to minimize some of the taxes to individuals.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of stuff to figure out between now and the beginning of 2028. So, you know, good to keep contact with us or advisors, whatnot. We're all together in this to help you guys through. And the last thing is, it seems quietly that they did conditionally repealed some of the estate tax they did last year. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I mean, if you go back to last summer, right, they had a significant raise in terms of the tax rates on the estate tax.
Yep.
And from my understanding is that if, depending upon how this income tax was helped absorb some of the lower, to basically reduce, I guess, revert back the benefits that was originally applied at the lower rates, because it went away up to what, like 35% from like 20, and so at the highest rate. So definitely the ability to go back, and this could have an impact where maybe the estate rates go back to what they were back last summer.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Well, that's good to know too, so. Thank you guys. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you guys have any questions about the new upcoming millionaires tax in the state of Washington, obviously us at 10 Capital and Clinton BDO, happy to help. So you guys have a good day.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.